Dancing with the Tiger, narrated by Timothy Andres Pabon. Christopher Maddox was far from home, an American in Mexico, a college dropout kneeling in the dirt, a holy man. You could find religion anywhere. 2 days before, his trial had hit the leading edge of an urn or crown, a relic worth enough cash, he hoped, to float him all the way to Guatemala, where drugs were cheaper than mangoes, where women greeted you with warm tortillas and a goat. Guatemala. All those soft syllables adding up to nothing but a hammock and a song. The looter. That's what he called himself. Alter ego, doppelganger, shadow in the moonlight. The hero of a story that began when a humble man from Divide, Colorado, dug up a treasure that saved his life. His headlamp slipped. He righted it. Sweat froze in electric beads, a crown circling his forehead. A lot could go wrong underground. Apocalypse, asphyxiation, Popocatépetl, the cave that caves in. Any minute, pinches federales could pounce. He picked up his wasted toothbrush and scrubbed. Watched stones reveal themselves like a stripper. Sex humped his brain. He dug past time and he dug past death. His skin itched from nerves, the tickle of bugs, the spook of the dark, the thrill of the find. A shadow caught his eye. Against the cave wall, a figure, a vision. His mother's weathered face flickered across the fissured rocks. Her spotted hand reached for him, trying to yank him back from the abyss. The looter's chest cracked with this new agony. He grabbed his pick, stabbed the ground, not caring what he broke. He just wanted his due. Now. Ahora. Dámelo. An angel sighed. The devil bit his lip. The relic fell loose. 500 years of Aztec history tumbled into his busted hands. The looter rolled on his heels, giddy, cooing, sweet baby Jesus, because he was no longer in the cave alone. A face stared up at him, a turquoise mask with only one eye.